JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
There are some things that you just have to listen to and break down the layers.
Okay.
There's a story that I found, and I'm going to let the narrator basically tell you about the story. We had that story a while ago that you were just kind of blown up with, the storyteller guy.
The guy that told the story like this.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that guy. He was
and
funny.
And that's when he got a surprise.
When there was a turn in the story.
Exactly. Well, we have a very similar delivery.
All is calm in a quiet house on a peaceful street in the tranquil township of Ross.
That's happening so far in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The reporter
all
sounds
is quiet and calm.
Yeah.
Until the walls come alive with the sound of...
The walls come alive?
Mm-hmm. With the sound of... What sounds like an alarm clock, right?
Sound
like
a loud
is that
alarm
what that
clock?
Was?
Yeah, yeah. That was an alarm clock.
Okay.
Jerry Lynn says he dropped the clock tied to a string through an air vent. Set to go off 10 minutes later, it would let him know where to punch a hole in the living room wall to pass a wire through for a TV hookup.
So he...
okay, first.
That's a genius plan.
That's kind of brilliant.
And this
brilliant,
poor guy,
right?
The guy reading this, is he 85 or 90?
He's an older gentleman. He's an older reporter from Pennsylvania. But yeah, so he's dropped the clock.
Was, yeah. When the alarm clock goes off, I will punch the wall hard enough to make a hole, so that's where I'll know how to pass the wire through.
Correct.
Okay.
So it says the story continues.
So far, as I was laying it down, all of a sudden I heard it go thunk as it came loose. And, well, that's not a real problem. You know, it's still going to go off, and it did.
He couldn't pull it back up, but he figured
maybe 3-4 months, it'll run out of battery.
Right. So about 3-4 months, it'll run out of battery. So he's going to leave the clock in the wall.
Instead of just cutting out a hole, grabbing it and
like,
patching
the
hole.
The battery will die down eventually.
That's a 20-minute thing, and you get to cut a hole in a wall.
He was already going to punch a hole in the wall.
Right.
One additional hole does not seem like...
That's actually fun, too.
Can you guess how long that clock's been in the wall?
Oh, no. And how often does it go off?
Right. Any guesses?
For the sake of just being realistic, I'll say like a year.
Yeah.
You
I was
going to
say a year.
I'll be realistic, but I bet it's way over.
Here we go.
That was in September of 2004.
What?
It is still going off every day. And during daylight savings time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 8 at night. And during regular standard time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 7 at night.
It's been going off in the wall for 13 years.
What the
13 years this alarm clock's been in the wall.
I mean, I guess it goes off at a time when it's not waking anybody up because he says it's,
again,
you know, 10 of 8 in the evening.
20 minutes to cut a hole in this wall.
But now it's a conversation piece.
Right.
When
now
you have people over for dinner, the wall clock.
Did he call the radio or the TV station? He's like, do I have a story for you?
Probably.
And then that guy had to go pitch the story to his boss because that's what you have to do at a TV station.
No, it went the other way. The assignment editor got that story and had to convince this reporter that this was a good idea.
Okay.
That conversation would be so obnoxious because you're the guy and you're talking to him and you're like, okay, I got this story for you. It's going to take 2 seconds. This guy dropped a clock down the wall. You just got to go down there, interview. It's been going off since like 03. It's really funny. So let me get this story straight.
I have been in this business for 42 years.
42 years.
I've
covered this station.
Death and disaster.
I've met Walter Cronkite.
I have covered celebration.
Presidencies.
Elections. And now what you are telling me is that I will be spending my day doing a package on a clock in a wall.
Can you guess, is this guy, you think he's married or not married?
That sounds good to me. I'll do the story.
Is this your way of telling me I'm fired?
You guess, is he married or not married? What do you think?
Who, the reporter or the guy with the clock in the wall?
Oh.
13 years.
I would assume he's married. His wife probably didn't want him punching a hole in the wall.
I feel like she thinks it's funny at this point.
There we go.
Jerry's Sylvia says the sudden ring can come as a jolt to unsuspecting guests.
It starts with a soft beep, 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 and it gets louder and more closer together. And that will set people like, what is that?
You might say, all in all, it's just another clock in the wall.
story here is the reporter.
It really is. I don't
care about this clock in the wall.
He did that entire thing for that pun.
Yeah.
I take back everything I said. He was stoked about this story because he had a good pun for
it. He did. He had a good joke for it.
I'll take the story because I've got a joke.
It's a doozy.
It'll end with me saying another clock in the wall.
Not all in all.
All in all.
It's just another clock.
And then you see him standing there laughing at his own joke, just going, hup.
Oh, the other thing you have to realize, if this thing goes off like this once a day, he must have had to go there and do the story at exactly that time.
Exactly.
But if he didn't get the video he wanted, he'd have to come back day after day at exactly 10 of 8.
He was dedicated to that joke.
Yes,
just
he
like
was.
We're dedicated to this segment.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.